cattle futures firmed up to end the week. U.S. beef exports rebounded in July, but remain lower year over year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend, Labor Day, and Tuesday, September 8th. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices ended the week $2 to $3 lower in the Southern Plains and Nebraska on a live basis at $102 to $103 a hundredweight. Live trade was steady to $3 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $103 to $104. Dress sales were $3 to $5 lower at $162 to $164. Through Thursday, the five-area direct weighted average fed steer price was $103.18 a hundredweight on a live basis, which was $1.94 less than the previous week. The average dress steer price of $163.11 was $3.41 less. Cattle futures firmed by the end of Friday's session after pressure earlier. Live cattle futures closed an average of 62 cents higher. Week to week, they closed mixed, from an average of 26 cents lower to an average of 68 cents higher. In his weekly market comments, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, explains, late summer and early fall are consistently a tough time period for cattle exiting the feedlot as beef demand softens and so does demand for finished cattle. He expects this softness to persist for several weeks, but says it's hard to imagine cattle prices retesting levels experienced earlier in the summer. Griffith adds that the hold that was created by reduced feedlot placements in March and April should provide support to fed cattle prices, as it should result in fewer cattle being marketed the next several weeks. Estimated cattle slaughter for the week ending September 5th was 633,000 head, which was 21,000 head fewer than the previous week, but 62,000 head more than the same week last year. Year-to-date, estimated total cattle slaughter of 21.63 million head is 998,000 head fewer, or 4.4% less than the same time last year. Wholesale beef values declined seasonally last week. Choice box beef cutout value was $3.55 lower week-to-week on Friday at $225.85 a hundredweight. Select was $5.56 lower at $209.30. However, given that Labor Day purchases are behind the market, Griffith says wholesale beef prices remain fairly strong, with loin and rib prices continuing to be on par with a year earlier and the same for most end cuts. He explains the trim market is the one running into some weakness, with 50% lean down, more than 50% compared to a year ago, somewhat surprising given that the ground beef market has been on a tear through the pandemic and that 90% lean beef is at year-ago price levels. Year-to-date, estimated beef production of 17.89 billion pounds is 320.6 million pounds less, or 1.8% less than the same time last year. Softer cash fed cattle prices, seasonally weakening wholesale beef values, and a break in equity markets later in the week all added pressure to calf and feeder cattle markets. Steers and heifers sold $1 to $5 a hundredweight lower last week, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Except for a dime lower at the back, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 31 cents higher on Friday. Week to week, though, except for $1.55 higher at the back, they closed an average of $1.05 lower, from 40 cents lower at the back to $2.37 lower in spot set. Speaking to softer cash calf and feeder cattle prices the last couple of weeks, Griffith says drought is one of the factors adding pressure. He points out some form of drought covers more than 85% of the western United States, with severe drought or worse over 50% of the region. Similarly, he says drought covers 77% of the high plains, with severe or worse drought in 31% of the region. The dry conditions led to many producers marketing calves early this year, whether that was from summer grazing programs or having to wean calves early, Griffith explains. He adds evidence of that movement came with the August cattle on feed report, with July placements 11% higher year over year, and most of the increase coming in the lighter weight categories. major U.S. financial indices extended losses on Friday, despite a more positive national employment report than traders expected. Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 1.4 million in August, and the U.S. unemployment rate declined to 8.4%, according to the employment situation summary from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Average hourly earnings for all employees on private non-farm payrolls rose by 11% to $29.47. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 159 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 28 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 144 points. July exports of U.S. beef rebounded from recent lows, but remain below 2019 levels, according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. July beef exports totaled 107,298 metric tons, up 36% from June, but still 9% below last year. Export value was $647.8 million, the highest since March, but down 10% from a year earlier. For January through July, beef exports were also 9% below last year's pace and volume, and 10% lower in value at $4.28 billion. Beef export value per head of fed slaughter averaged $280.40 in July, down 9% from a year ago. The January through July average was $297.21 a head, down 5%. With production returning to near normal levels, U.S. MEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says, "We definitely saw an improvement in beef exports, but the recovery wasn't quite as strong as expected." He adds that it's important to remember that the monthly export data is in the rearview mirror and that weekly export sales data, along with observations from the U.S. MEF China team, suggest that China's demand for both U.S. pork and beef will be strong through the balance of the year. When combined with the rebound in other main markets, growth in emerging markets, and the return of the U.S. supply advantage, Hallstrom says U.S. MEF remains optimistic about a strong finish for U.S. red meat exports this year, despite many challenges related to COVID-19. Incidentally, July pork exports were down 5% from a year earlier, and export value is 12% less, but for January through July, pork exports remain 20% ahead of last year's record pace and volume, and 22% higher in value at $4.6 billion. That's your cattle current market update for the late weekend, Labor Day, and Tuesday, September 8th. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.